Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. If someone sends you an image over a social media service and it actually prompts you to download a file, that's probably not a good sign. And in fact, there's actually a vulnerability that some of my colleagues at Checkpoint have discovered with certain social media services. And in the proof of concept of the video that you can watch and link in the show notes, you can see that Facebook is apparently one of the services that's been affected by this. And there may be others. I didn't ask, but it could be multiple things. Apparently what happens is you send a carefully crafted image to somebody and they click on the image and it downloads a file rather than, showing the image, which is what it's supposed to do in most of these services. So, and of course, this carefully crafted image includes some ransomware or malware or whatever. It includes something other than an image. Now, images are normally safe, but if you have to click on it to view it and it prompts you to download a file, yeah, not a good thing. So be aware of that. If somebody's potentially trying to spear phish you or something like that. So Checkpoint has done responsible disclosure to, at least Facebook, I'm sure. They haven't put out the details of how to do this because, of course, responsible disclosure. But it is one of those things that you should certainly watch out for in social media. Don't click on something that looks like it should be an image and download it. And again, you can see what it looks like in the show notes if you're at all curious. So just be aware on social media that all these services should show you images in line. There should not require a click to show. And if it ends up downloading a file, that's not good. And definitely do not open the file because there could be some bad stuff happening there. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.